Praise the Lord, saints.
As I was preparing for church today, God had laid a few things on my heart and on my mind. We are living in some very strange times right now, where everything seems to be going downhill. We got a pandemic where in the first 9 days of 2021, over 2 million people have got the virus. Over 300,000 people have died. And we have the unrest at the Capitol, where rioters burst into the Capitol and started destroying stuff. We have so many people unemployed, so many people who are very depressed because of the pandemic, or they're feeling very down because they've been cooped up and can't go nowhere. But you know what? We sang two songs this morning. One was Solid Rock, because all other ground is sinking sand. And we also sang a song called We Come This Far By Faith. And the reason why I chose a particular song is because we're in a time now where we can't give up hope. We have to keep the faith. It is real easy to get drawn into feeling down or depressed or downright angry regarding the pandemic. It's real easy to feel lost during these hard times. And it's real easy to lose hope. But God is still on the throne. Despite all that's going on, God is still God. We as Christians are going to be looked upon as people who have faith in the Lord and can help pull other people out of their doldrums. But we have to be full of hope and praise and faith ourselves in order to help them. And the only way that we can help anyone else is through God. I was thinking, you know, I looked at my own life because I'm not perfect, I'm human. And I looked at my own life and I said, you know what? Since March, we haven't been able to do anything because of the pandemic. We have to wear masks, we have to social distance. We have to do all of these things every single day, 24/7. There's no break. You could take a break from doing any of those two things and get the virus. It's serious. It is a very serious situation. But we have not gotten the virus, praise the Lord, because we've listened to what God has said about not being where we shouldn't be, social distancing and wearing a mask. Very simple. But even me, myself, who's a man of God, have moments where it's like, I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of being in the home all the time or having to wear a mask all the time. And it's real easy to get caught up into the hype if you listen to TV. Oh my goodness, it's doom and gloom. You can really get caught up into the doom and gloom aspect of life if you're not careful. And that's from the pulpit to the pew. Everyone can get caught up very quickly with what's going on around the world, where you take your eyes off of God and start worrying like the rest of the world worries. But you know what? We got a God that can do all things, has done all things, and will continue to do all things. You see, during the hard times, during the trials, and this is a trial for all mankind, this is a trial. And during trials is the time where you need to be prayed up more than ever. Because you cannot get through a trial on your own without God. You will very easily get caught up in the thinking of the world, where all is lost, where there's no hope. I'm glad we got a vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad they came up with a vaccine. But even if they hadn't found one, then what? I'm not putting all my eggs into the vaccine basket. when I got a God that's a bigger basket and the greatest basket there ever was? Why should I put my faith in anything beyond God? We get so caught up sometimes with the world. Oh, we just get the vaccine and all is well. Right? Well, will it all be well? It'll be well until the next big thing comes up, or it'll be well for a few. They don't even have enough for the world. So not everybody can even get the vaccine. So I need to be prayed up and say, Lord, you know what? You are my vaccine. You're what makes me right. You're what's keeping me from the virus. And we need to take this time to be prayerful and to talk to God and build our relationship with God. When the trials and tribulations, which are plenty right now, are coming up, this is the perfect time for us to get closer to God. We need to be prayed up. We need to pray daily and say, Lord, first of all, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the fact that you have sustained us through this whole thing, because we see on the news where people have lost their jobs, people have, businesses are closing left and right, small ones, big businesses, you name it, they're closing. Employees being laid off, nothing to do. Mail service, terrible. Food shortages even. They're beginning to have food shortages. All these things are going on, and people are getting sick and people are dying too. But our God has sustained us where I can stand here and tell you right now, I am healthy. I got all that I need. And God is the reason why. So I need to thank him. Thank you, Lord. And you need to thank him too. Because if your life, if you can sit here and say, you know what? I have what I need and I'm not sick. You ought to give thanks. Because there's a lot of folks, hundreds of thousands of people, not just in America, but around the whole world, that cannot say that very statement. So this trial is to see who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust the system? Or are you going to trust God? Well, I don't know about you, but every example I have of trusting the system never works. See, mankind has tried to trust the system for centuries. If mankind's system worked, Christ never would have had to come. Because man has fallen short in everything he's tried to do with his own strength. But when he goes to God, when God is in control of that man, then things are prosperous every single time. Now, the trials will continue to come. I think the worst part of this pandemic is about to leave us, if we're lucky, and we praise God for that. But that doesn't mean that there won't be other trials. I mean, there's social unrest in this country. We got an outgoing president that's absolutely, how do I put this in a gentle term? He has mental issues. He, God bless him, but he incited a riot where rioters actually overtook the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol, where the Senate and the House work, Congress. Never happened before, all incited by the president, outgoing president of the United States. Now, there's several questions about that, too. Who are you putting your faith in? Apparently, these rioters have put their faith in Trump, thinking that he must be right. He's the president. He must be right. They did steal the election from him. He must be right. All the Congress people are crazy and liars. So they take it upon themselves, with encouragement from the outgoing president, to run and overtake the Capitol, to stop the democratic process of confirming the election, which was an honest election. Now, I'm not going to get all into the politics of things. That's really not why I'm here. But I just wanted to show you how you can follow someone that's not led by God and find yourself in a heap of trouble. You can be easily swayed if you're not rooted into Word. That's why we sang the song this morning, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Because if you're depending or putting your faith in something else, it's sinking sand. It's not God. And there are repercussions for that. People are getting arrested for going in the Capitol. The thought of doing something like that never crossed my mind. But they're being arrested, losing their jobs and everything for doing something that they truly believe. They interviewed them on TV. They truly believe they were doing the right thing. They were so lost, so had so much faith in what Donald Trump, who, by the way, is not God. They had so much faith in what Donald Trump said that they took it as face value. They took it as the truth. Folks, we have to get rooted in the real truth this day. We cannot allow ourselves to be rooted in anything else. Because if you're not rooted in the truth, when the storm comes, it'll push you right away. And that's what happened at the Capitol. These people, it could have been you and I if we had not been rooted in God. So the storms, the trials, the tribulations are a test to see who are you going to be rooted with. Who are you going to put your faith and trust in? We need to put our faith and trust in God and God alone. Now, I know it's tough out here, y'all. And I'm just wanted to bring this brief message to tell you that all is not lost. God has overcome greater things than this. This is nothing to him. This is not something that God can't handle. He's handling it. We need to understand that all things work for good. That God, this plan, this whole thing that's going on is for a reason. Use this time to read your word, to get in prayer, and develop your relationship with God so that when the storms hit, you'll be deeply rooted in God. You will not be affected by the storm. You will not be affected by all the trials and tribulations. If you're rooted in God, you can withstand anything. You won't be easily led astray. Too many times we're led astray because we're not putting our faith into God. We're putting our faith into our jobs. Or we're putting our faith in our girlfriends or boyfriends. Or even our spouses. We're putting our faith in stuff in human beings. I'm not saying you shouldn't trust your fellow man. I'm just saying you need to be rooted in God because humans are humans, okay? We need to be rooted in God. I was thinking earlier that the light is at the end of the tunnel. It's almost here. I feel it in my spirit that this whole pandemic is going to end this year. And praise the Lord that it will. But then once it ends, what's going to happen? Do you remember what your life was like before the pandemic? Do you remember how you spent your money and where you went and what you did? Do you remember all the times that you wasted, all the money that you wasted prior to the pandemic, doing things that you find out right now that you didn't really need to do? You find out you spent money on things you really didn't have to buy. Or you went places you really didn't have to go. Well, now you get a second chance. When this pandemic ends and everything opens back up again, how will you react? Will you go back to the way you were living before? Or will you go to something new? See, the pandemic also taught you the difference between a want and a need. See, during the pandemic, you ain't got time to be wanting a whole lot of stuff. You're just happy to have what you need. Well, before the pandemic, you wasn't like that. So the question is, after the pandemic, are you going to go back to wanting stuff that you really don't need? Or are you going to be content with what you do have? See, we have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, of not counting our blessings. If you have what you need, you're blessed. So if you don't really need it, why are you buying it? If you don't really need to go there, why are you going? See, there's an unrest in the human spirit. It's not an unrest in the God spirit. God's spirit is happy and content. But there's no contentment in the spirit of man. I ministered on that last week where man is different than God, how they see things like they must finish first in everything they do. Whereas the godly people just want to finish the race. Well, my fervent prayer is that when this pandemic is over, that everybody understand, you know what? I don't need everything. I only need what I need. The money that you waste on once, you could save and have money later for when you need it. I'm just hoping and praying that we don't get back into bad habits that we had prior to the pandemic. And I want to end it by saying I love the Lord, and I am very thankful that this pandemic is not as bad as it could be, that He sustained us, and that we're going to be okay. Excuse me. So in closing, I just want to say that use this time to seek the Lord more than you ever have, because the world is really shaky around us. But in God, that solid rock, we're okay. But only in God are we okay. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for laying this message upon my heart. And I pray, Lord, that we learn the lessons that you're trying to teach us during these trials and tribulations. We pray, Lord, that we'll understand, Lord, that we're thankful just to have what we need and not want to waver beyond that, Lord. It's okay to have material things. Material things has its place, Lord. But we understand that material things, just like everything else, passes away. But you, God, are eternal. And we thank you for being our God, sustaining us, keeping us, loving us, extending your grace, extending your mercy upon us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for watching over us, keeping us safe. And we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to do so. Help us, Lord, to seek you more. Put a zeal in our hearts to seek you more, Lord, to build our relationship with you, Lord, to withstand all the trials and tribulations of life. We ask mercy upon this world, Lord. We repent for this world, Lord, for the things that we've done that was not godly, that did not line up with your word. And we pray, Lord, that your word will come forth throughout the land, and that everyone will see you for who you truly are. Father, I thank you. We thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.